This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Uh-oh, sounds like somebody's got a case of the Tuesdays.
Come on, son, you gotta get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
It's time for Tuesdays with Tim. Former Brewers pitcher and current Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst, Tim Dillard joins Wisconsin Sports Daily on 1250 AM The Fan. Tim's appearance is served up by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant on National Avenue in West Milwaukee. Check them out online and make your reservation today at thefourthbase.com.
Oh, the food. It's so good at Fourth Base. CJ and his crew, man, they do an unbelievable job. Over there at 4th Base, West Milwaukee, just a couple minutes, I guess, from the stadium. It's right by the VA hospital. It's like down here, right across the street by the VA hospital. So you know where that is? Boom, it's right there. And this guy here, he's there all the time. Tim Dillard, Bally Sports, Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard. Tim, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sparkle.
All right, so I was looking forward to getting you on because being a former pitcher, I really want to kind of dive into a couple of these guys. So let's talk about Hudson and what happened against him with the Dodgers giving up a couple of long balls. Me guessing and speculating, that's what I do best as a sports talk show host, Tim, yesterday was maybe he was pressing a little much kind of going into that series, and it was the first time he had thrown back-to-back since April.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was nothing more than goes to Colorado, makes a mistake there, and then the Colorado kind of affected what he did in L.A., honestly. I don't think it's anything more than that. If he gives up one run a month, I think we can forgive him. I just got here at the field walking behind Lane Grindle extraordinaire, and yeah, he's nodding. I think he's on the phone, but I think he agrees with me as well.
When we talk about that effect of Colorado, as far as ball movement and so forth, how much of a dramatic impact does it really have when you go to that next city like you're talking about for a guy like Hudson, as far as how the ball is moving in Colorado? You're aiming it at one place, and then you have to readjust when you get to the next city. I'm assuming it's that dramatic?
Well, every day you have a certain level of like adjustment, and you have a certain level of calibration involved. But then you start adding the element of, I mean, you kind of have to do it on the fly. Right, you come into town, you're like, man, my stuff's not doing what it's supposed to be doing. So then you start making adjustments, and then it's all about, you know, you leave, and suddenly you got to make those adjustments back, you know, and it doesn't come as quickly as you would think. You know, if they play there every day, they may have a chance to do that, but when it comes to, you know, calibrating on the fly, going from city to city, it's very difficult.
When you're coming in from the bullpen, how much of that can you kind of figure out there before you get into the game?
You'll get in the bullpen and you'll start throwing, and then you'll realize, oh, I don't have my whatever pitch. Or you have it and it doesn't do what you want it to do. So you're like, well, usually maybe I throw, you know, cutter down and away. Well, maybe it's not cutting, so I got to get more plate of it. I mean, pitching's like that anyway, but I played 4 years in Colorado Springs, AAA for the Brewers, I don't wish that nightmare on anybody.
So it's like career suicide pitching in Colorado for a pitcher.
Very few get out alive. Like Brent Suter pitched there all year last year, had a good season, but I think his, you know, 3 or 4 years, you know, parts of 2 or 3 years or whatever in Colorado Springs actually helped him. You know, like, because it's not just your stuff, it's mentally, right? Like, just to get through it, and physically. I don't know. I think it affects people a lot more than they, you know, want to say at times. But, you know, it affects hitting, too. Think about it. If you're paying, you know, 4 games there and the ball's not moving a whole lot, and then you go to someplace hot and sweaty at sea level, all of a sudden the pitches are that much more crisp. So, I mean, it can have reverse effects on hitters as well.
Talking with Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Tuesdays with Tim, brought to you by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant in West Milwaukee. Follow Tim on Twitter at Dim Tiller. Let's talk about the newest Brewer, Aaron Civale, who they get in the trade last week. Has his first outing. Your thoughts on what you've seen from Civale so far and what adjustments might be coming, I guess, with his Brewers pitching staff or coaching staff?
Sure. I think number one, it was smart not taking him to Colorado, right? They pick him up. Send him to Arizona, and then hey, we'll meet you in L.A. And then it's like you kind of have to meet everybody on the fly and roll. That's a tough gig. You've been around a little bit, so he kind of understands. And I thought he did well. I mean, 4 runs in 5 innings. I'm sure the home runs are what bothered him most, but 2 of those 3 home runs he gave up were on the first pitch. So if there's any adjustment whatsoever, it's about, hey, can he throw better first pitches if he's going to face lineups that are this aggressive? I don't know if the Pirates are going to be that way. You know, I don't know the teams going forward, how they're going to approach him. But with a guy with a 6-pitch mix, it's very interesting on whether, you know, can he throw strikes or not. And I thought he did a great job. First pitch strike, 16 for 23. That's outrageous. That's really good. Especially a guy that hadn't pitched in a while, especially a guy with a new team, excuse me, and a new catcher.
We talk about a 6-pitch mix. What's the average starting pitcher Major League Baseball coming at into a game normally?
I don't know. That's what a good color analyst would know.
Are we talking 4 pitches? Yeah. Like, what's common?
Yeah, I don't know. There's guys that can get away with 2 pitches. There's guys, if they're a closer, they can get away with 1 pitch, you know? I would say everybody is different, of course, but 3 to 4 pitch mix for a starter is always good because chances are one of them's not going to work for you that day. Chances are one of them's going to be better than it's been before, and then you adjust on the fly. I know there's...
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talking about like starts and quality starts and things like that, there's the old saying like 25% of your starts, you won't have anything. 25% of your starts, you'll have everything and your stuff's amazing. And then there's that bulk that 50% of the time you're out there, you're just going to have to battle through it one way or the other.
Speaking of battling through it, that's exactly what happened to Dallas Keuchel his last outing. A bunch of walks, no strikeouts, but managed to get to the fifth inning before having to leave that one. Talk about that start for Keuchel.
Yeah, that was good. I think it's exactly what they wanted. Had an off day, so it was like, just give him whatever he can, right? So 4 1/3, you know, it's not going to light up the box score in the newspaper, if that's still a saying, but what it is going to do is it's a zero, you know, and he didn't give in. That's the one thing I said on the postgame show. I was like, dude, this guy didn't give in. And you're playing the Dodgers, and if you give in and throw a pitch over the plate in a you know, hitter's count, you may not see it again. So I thought he was fantastic. He navigated the lineup perfectly. Hey, I can't get you out. I'm going to walk you if you don't hit or swing at my pitch. Hit the reset button, and then let your defense play. His first two starts, we didn't see all the ground balls that he's used to. Last time out, 9 outs on the ground. Like, that's the guy that can pitch for this Brewers team. I thought it was amazing. And, I mean, with the off day and everybody in the bullpen lined up, 4 1/3 goes a long way against the Dodgers.
No question about that. Talking with Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Brewers analyst. Of course, follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. Brought to you by Fourth Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant, West Milwaukee, here on 1250 AM. The Fan. It's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Let's talk about the All-Star game. They get two guys in as starters, obviously with Yelich and Contreras. The one made snub that we all hear about is Bryce Terang, that he should have made it. It was brought up on this show. What was it? Was it yesterday that was brought up on this show? That maybe it was Eric. Was it Kratz or Brzezinski? One of those guys on foul territory brought up the fact. Oh, I think it was Brzezinski. Brought up the fact that they don't think players should be voting for the All-Star game. That they should just have that taken away from them, and that managers should be making the decisions on all the reserves and not the players vote. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't know completely how they do it. I don't really care how they do it. All I know is I've been watching Bryce Terang play all year, and the guy's an all-star. Compare him to anybody else in the league. Compare, if a guy has an all-star campaign, he should be an all-star. Losing an all-star bid on technicalities, on how they do that stuff, is just, it's kind of trash, honestly. Like, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why Luis Arraez, I mean, he's on there at second base because they kind of do it at the beginning of the year. Oh, he's a second baseman. Well, his last 30 games have been at first, so... Now you have a second baseman who's better defensively, who has arguably better numbers except for average. Everything else is better. And that guy's not an all-star because of, you know, the players voting or the fans voting. Like, it doesn't matter. You just – same with Yelich last year. Yelich should have been an all-star. So what if he wasn't, you know, popular and other guys are having whatever seasons? I don't care what it is. Like, just – MLB needs to push all that aside. And when guy's an all-star, let him be an all-star. I don't know. For whatever reason, the Brewers, this is back-to-back years where they've gotten snubbed. So hopefully MLB will step in or somebody will step in and rectify this, because that's a shame, man. This guy putting up a fantastic season for anyone. Anyone would take his season right now, and he's not a midseason all-star.
And again, if you go by numbers, I mean, you know, wins above replacement, that WAR stat that everybody talks about, he's top 5, top 10 in Major League Baseball in that stat. And then if you go by defensive runs saved, which is another metric that they use at Sports Info Solutions, he's the best second baseman in all of baseball defensively right now.
Yeah, I think the WAR thing, I think he's in the top 5. And so you're talking about the best all around at his position, plus second in baseball in stolen bases. So it's not just offensively getting it done. It's not just defensively getting it done. It's also the speed. And I just – it's strange, you know, because when you follow this team that closely, you can see it. You can see it building all year. And then you get to this point. I'm sure I don't know how he feels about it. You know, players want to stay focused on what they're doing. But at the same time, you make adjustments. You have a good year. It's fun. It's fun to be recognized for it. It gives you some validity on what you've been doing, the corrections you've made, the progress that you're making. It's fun to get those things. And it helps the entire clubhouse, too, when a guy gets recognized for all the hard work and the season that he's put in. It's fun for everybody.
Tim, the other guy that got brought up by The Athletic when they did their snubs was they thought McGill should have been in the All-Star game as well for the Milwaukee Brewers. And it's hard to argue for me, anybody doing a much better job than he has, considering he was put in a role that wasn't expected to begin the season and really has held up well in that role.
Yeah, I mean, I think Hudson arguably should have maybe been the first pitcher, and then McGill, and then possibly even Colin Ray, honestly. if you start looking at just numbers and innings and things like that. But I think McGill's done a fantastic job. I mean, a guy that's, yeah, never had a save in his career. He comes in, he's built for this. He's just big, he's burly, he's durable. He's even throwing in games that aren't save situations. Come in to, you know, with a 4-run lead, a 5-run lead, and still gets the job done. To me, I look at that because how many closers have you seen in a save situation? They almost don't even want to pitch, or they can't pitch in that situation. So he's been extra valuable filling in all these kinds of roles. But falling into that closer role when the Brewers had, you know, Devin on lockdown, they were like, yay, and then all of a sudden late March, it's like, oh, no, and what are we going to do? And they tried everybody, and McGill just rose to the top. And he's built for it, man. Watching him pitch, you're like, I kind of want that guy to get the last out for the Brewers of every game.
D.L. Hall, I'm not sure if you've seen him throw recently or not, but, you know, he had 3 innings, I think, as the last minor league stop down there at Nashville. I kind of think they're going to end up putting him back into the bullpen is how I view this. But what kind of...
Talking about, like, starts and quality starts and things like that, there's the old saying, like, 25% of your starts, you won't have anything. 25% of your starts, you'll have everything and your stuff's amazing. And then there's that bulk that 50% of the time you're out there, you're just going to have to battle through it one way or the other.
Speaking of battling through it, that's exactly what happened to Dallas Keuchel his last outing. A bunch of walks, no strikeouts, but managed to get to the 5th inning before having to leave that one. Talk about that start for Keuchel.
Yeah, that was good. I think it's exactly what they wanted. Had an off day, so it was like, just give him whatever he can, right? So 4 1/3, you know, it's not going to light up the box score in the newspaper, if that's still a thing, but what it is going to do is it's a zero, you know, and he didn't give in. That's the one thing I said on the postgame show. I was like, dude, this guy didn't give in, and you're playing the Dodgers, and if you give in and throw a pitch over the plate in a you know, hitter's count, you may not see it again. So I thought he was fantastic. He navigated the lineup perfectly. Hey, I can't get you out. I'm going to walk you if you don't hit or swing at my pitch. Hit the reset button, and then let your defense play. His first 2 starts, we didn't see all the ground balls that he's used to. Last time out, 9 outs on the ground. Like, that's the guy that can pitch for this Brewers team. I thought it was amazing. And, I mean, with the off day and everybody in the bullpen lined up, 4 1/3 goes a long way against the Dodgers.
No question about that. Talking with Tim Dillard, Valley Sports Brewers analyst. Of course, follow him on Twitter at DimTillard. Brought to you by 4th Bay Seafood and Steak Restaurant, West Milwaukee, here on 1250 AM. The Fan, it's Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's with me, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. Let's talk about the All-Star game. They get 2 guys in as starters, obviously with Yelich and Contreras. The one made snub that we all hear about is Bryce Turang, that he should have made it. It was brought up on this show. What was it? Was it yesterday that was brought up on this show? That maybe it was Eric. Was it Kratz or Brzezinski? One of those guys on foul territory brought up the fact. Oh, I think it was Brzezinski. Brought up the fact that they don't think players should be voting for the All-Star game. That they should just have that taken away from them, and that managers should be making the decisions on all the reserves and not the players vote. Your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't know completely how they do it. I don't really care how they do it. All I know is I've been watching Bryce Turang play all year, and the guy's an all-star. Compare him to anybody else in the league. If a guy has an all-star campaign, he should be an all-star. Losing an all-star bid on technicalities, on how they do that stuff, is just, it's kind of trash, honestly. Like, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know why Luis Arraez, I mean, he's on there at second base because they kind of do it at the beginning of the year. Oh, he's a second baseman. Well, his last 30 games have been at first, so... Now you have a second baseman who's better defensively, who has arguably better numbers except for average. Everything else is better. And that guy's not an all-star because of, you know, the players voting or the fans voting. Like, it doesn't matter. You just – same with Yelich last year. Yelich should have been an all-star. So what if he wasn't, you know, popular and other guys are having whatever seasons? I don't care what it is. Like, just – MLB needs to push all that aside. And when a guy's an all-star, let him be an all-star. I don't know. For whatever reason, the Brewers, this is back-to-back years where they've gotten snubbed. So hopefully MLB will step in or somebody will step in and rectify this, because that's a shame, man. This guy putting up a fantastic season for anyone. Anyone would take his season right now, and he's not a midseason all-star.
And again, if you go by numbers, I mean, you know, wins above replacement, that WAR stat that everybody talks about, he's top 5, top 10 in Major League Baseball in that stat. And then if you go by defensive run saved, which is another metric that they use at Sports Info Solutions, he's the best second baseman in all of baseball defensively right now.
Yeah, I think the war thing, I think he's in the top five. And so you're talking about the best all around at his position, plus second in baseball in stolen bases. So it's not just offensively getting it done. It's not just defensively getting it done. It's also the speed. And I just, it's strange, you know, because when you follow this team that closely, you can see it. You can see it building all year. And then you get to this point. I'm sure I don't know how he feels about it. You know, players want to stay focused on what they're doing. But at the same time, you make adjustments. You have a good year. It's fun. It's fun to be recognized for it. It gives you some validity on what you've been doing, the corrections you've made, the progress that you're making. It's fun to get those things. And it helps the entire clubhouse, too, when a guy gets recognized for all the hard work and the season that he's put in. It's fun for everybody.
Tim, the other guy that got brought up by The Athletic when they did their snubs was they thought McGill should have been in the All-Star game as well for the Milwaukee Brewers. And it's hard to argue for me, anybody doing a much better job than he has, considering he was put in a role that wasn't expected to begin the season and really has held up well in that role.
Yeah, I mean, I think Hudson arguably should have maybe been the first pitcher, and then McGill, and then possibly even Colin Ray, honestly, if you start looking at just numbers and innings and things like that. But I think McGill's done a fantastic job. I mean, a guy that's, yeah, never had a save in his career. He comes in, he's built for this. He's just big, he's burly, he's durable. He's even throwing in games that aren't save situations. Come in to, you know, with a 4-run lead, a 5-run lead, and still gets the job done. To me, I look at that because how many closers have you seen in the same situation? They almost don't even want to pitch, or they can't pitch in that situation. So he's been extra valuable filling in all these kinds of roles. But falling into that closer role when the Brewers had, you know, Devin on lockdown, they were like, yay. And then all of a sudden, late March, it's like, oh, no, and what are we going to do? And they tried everybody, and McGill just rose to the top. And he's built for it, man. Watching him pitch, you're like, I kind of want that guy. To get the last out for the Brewers of every game.
D.L. Hall, I'm not sure if you've seen him throw recently or not, but you know he had 3 innings, I think, as the last minor league stop down there at Nashville. I kind of think they're going to end up putting him back into the bullpen is how I view this. But what kind of role does he end up with in that bullpen, do you think? Do you think he ends up kind of being that long guy in that bullpen, or do you think they make him more of a high leverage guy?
Well, whatever we say now is probably not going to come to fruition because it's in the future. There's tons of stuff that can happen. Joe Ross is also on the mend. He looked good in his outing the other day for the Timber Rattlers. I actually was there and got to see him up close and personal. He was sharp. And then you also have, you know, Devin Williams today is throwing I'm at the field early. He's supposed to be throwing a live BP. So I'm very excited to watch that. So if you have the combination of those guys plus D.L. Hall, and they're like, where does everybody fit in? The Brewers honestly aren't worried about that right now. They just want to get guys healthy, and when guys get healthy, then they'll make moves. Then they'll figure out, okay, who's optionable and, you know, who are they going to part with? But number one, these guys have to be healthy, and they have to be good. Just because your name's on the back of the jersey, if you're not getting anybody out and your stuff's not crisp, right, with all their computers that they have to show what your stuff's doing, then – there's no reason to make a move. So, but yes, to answer your question, I feel like D.L. Hall would be a valuable asset in the bullpen. Otherwise, if they wait so long to try to stretch him out, I feel like it could be too long. Who knows when he'd be ready to go? It could be mid-August or late August. So to get him back as fast as possible, it's going to be definitely the bullpen.
He is Tim Dillard, Bally Sports Wisconsin Brewers analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Dim Tillard, brought to you by Fourth Base Seafood and Steak Restaurant. Tim, thank you so much for coming on, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, y'all have a good day.
Sounds good. Talk to you next Tuesday. There he is, Tim Dillard, joining us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.